proclamation number 6529 dated the April 22, 1956. Spiritual and earthly change close at hand. You are approaching a spiritual turning point which, however, also causes a total earthly transformation, for people will not strive for and accomplish it themselves. Instead, I have to reshape the earth myself. I first have to disintegrate all earthly creations, or it would be impossible to create a spiritual state on earth again, which is in complete contrast to the existing one. It can no longer be expected that people will acquire a higher state of maturity on earth, that the utterly unspiritual human race will so change that one can speak of a spiritual revival on this earth. At this present time, people are aiming more and more towards the abyss, and only a few strive to ascend, who are on a spiritually different level by having recognized the actual purpose of life and trying to attain it. The majority, however, are still infinitely far away from everything of a spiritual nature and will not get any closer to it on this earth anymore. In any case, this low spiritual level cannot carry on because it signifies a darkness which will only result in utter disaster, both spiritually as well as physically. This is why I set a limit and decided on a complete transformation from the start, since I have always foreseen this low spiritual level. People's present way of life on earth is without meaning and purpose because they derive no benefit from it for the soul, since the real life in the spiritual kingdom is never even taken into consideration, although it is the reason why you humans were given your earthly life. A total transformation of the earth's surface, a reshaping of all earthly creations and a new embodiment of all spiritual beings into external forms suitable for their degree of maturity has become imperative, and then people's spiritual state will be an elevated one again because the new human race will consist of spiritually mature people who have overcome the great distance from me and will be so close to me that I can dwell amongst them on this earth. Then a true spiritual change will have taken place, then the earth will have a different appearance and all living creations, human beings and animals, will live in peace and harmony on this earth. It will truly be a paradise on earth. A new period will begin in happiness and bliss, but a new banishment will also be imposed upon the spiritual essence which will have descended into the abyss again and thus failed its last test of will on earth. All of you are facing this spiritual change, and each one of you can still improve himself in this short time until the turning point. Each one of you can overcome his low spiritual level and develop a degree of maturity which can still qualify him to become a fellow inhabitant of the new earth. All options are still open to everyone, because I still lovingly and mercifully draw everyone out of the abyss who longingly stretches his hands out to me. But this opportunity will soon end. When the end has come, the gate to the kingdom of the beyond will be closed, when the reshaping of the earth's surface takes place, when the spiritual change occurs just as the earthly change happens through the disintegration of the earthly creations, through the liberation of all bound and the banishment of all free spirits. Then the separation of the spirits will have taken place and all spiritual substances will have been judged, i.e., placed into a form which corresponds to their state of maturity. The spiritual change is near and an earthly change is therefore inevitable. But a blissful time will be granted to all those who are and want to remain my own, who prove themselves during the lost battle on this earth and despite suffering and adversity remain faithful to me until the end. Amen.